piece. To that kind of collector, a slightly scruffy original presentation would only add to its appeal. But before she thought about pricing it, Sadie needed to do some research. She booted up her computer and spent a couple of hours surfing among her favourite auction result sites. Some of these had illustrations of works that had been sold, along with the prices they had realised. She looked at examples of the drawings of as many 19th-century European artists as she could find, but there was nothing sufficiently like the style of the picture. She remained convinced, however, that her initial impression of its age and origin were correct. Sadie found many of her small objects of desire in charity shops. She was also an habitué of car boot sales, village fetes, and junk shops. Most of her finds were sold on an internet auction site, or occasionally, for the more spectacular discoveries, she used one of the prestigious London auctioneers. She made a decent enough living at it, although she had to travel around a lot and it was very time-consuming. Most of all, she enjoyed being her own boss, unbeholden to anyone. For this picture, she thought, an internet auction site might work best. She would take some photographs.